Let us begin with the Arohanam Avarohanam of the Raga Bauli. Sari ga pa da sa sa ni da pa ga ri sa. The presence of Nishadam in the Avarohana is a typical feature of Raga Bauli. Nishadam is absent in the other two ragas, namely Bhupalam and Revagupti. So in order to conclude that the ragam is Bauli, one has to look for the phrases which contain the Nishadam. Gapada Sani Dapa Dasani Dapaga Pagarisa. Let me now sing the Arohanam Avarohanam for Revagupti. Sari ga pa da sa sa da pa ga ri sa. One can see the absence of Nishadam in the Avarohana. Otherwise, everything else is just like Bauli. Revagupti is Bauli minus the Nishadam in the Avarohanam. So in order to identify Revagupti, again one must look for the absence of Nishadam in the descent. Ga pa da sa da sa da ri sa da da ri sa da sa da pa ga a na ta na na da sa da pa da ri sa da pa. These are typical Revagupti phrases. Coming to Bhupalam, Bhupalam has a different Gandharam as compared to Revagupti. All the other swaras are the same. Sa ri ga pa da sa sa da pa ga ri sa. While Bauli and Revagupti feature a ga 3, Bhupalam has a ga 2. This can be used as a distinct identity for Raga Bhupalam. Pa ga ri sa da pa ga ri sa sa ri ga pa da a To sum up, I would like to say that first one must look for the Gandharam, whether it is ga 2 or ga 3. If it is ga 2, then it is Bhupalam. If the Gandharam is ga 3, then we must look for the presence or absence of Nishadam. If Nishadam is present, the raga is Bauli. If it is absent, it is Revagupti. Let me conclude this episode with one of the most famous Annamacharya compositions in Bauli.
Shrimannarayana 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 Shrimannarayanani Shripadame Sharanu Shrimannarayana Shrimannarayana Shrimannarayanani Shripadame Sharanu